SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, John Rowland's success primary helps Haiti. And later, a parent month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA, right after this.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Members of the John Rowland Success Primary School family in Rose Hall, St. James, are moving to assist students in Haiti who are still struggling to pick up the pieces since the passage of Hurricane Matthew. While many have forgotten the Francophone nation's plight, the students at the school have been working to make a difference in the lives of their counterparts. Principal Yvonne Miller Wisdom says the children, who were aware of similar efforts in the past by the school, were insistent on conducting a drive to collect items.
2010, we had that disaster in Haiti where over 200 million persons had died. Then we created what we had, the butter drive. Our parents and students donated a number of water and we sent them to Haiti. This year, our coordinator again took on the initiative so that we, John Rowland Success family, can send a lot of things to the Haitian people.
When the drive is complete, the items will be handed over to the Food for the Poor for distribution.
I'm sure today many of them are not in school. They do not have any clothes to wear. They do not have any food to eat. And John Rowland Success Primary School is going to make it a reality that those students will find food to eat, will have clothing to wear.
Mrs. Wisdom says support has also been coming from residents of surrounding communities who have been commending the school on its efforts. So far, donations received by the school include canned foods, toiletries, bottled water, and clothing items. Vision 2030 includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, and public and private sectors across the island and in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Jamaica. The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. It's Jamaica.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Adapt your parenting to fit your child. Keep pace with your child's development and bear in mind that not all strategies will work for your child. Consider also how factors like age may be affecting your child's behavior. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.